I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSanto.
This is Cinema Classic.
The May-June summer offerings, The Avengers. To me, it feels like the beginning of summer,
yes,
whether it's
for
April
sure.
or May. Is that a promise endgame? Please say there are no more Avengers.
It culminates with this. I think this is the 22nd or 23rd film.
I have no idea.
It's kind of brilliant, isn't it?
Well, it is when you have Elizabeth Olsen and Scarlett Johansson as heroes. I'm in. Rocket Man.
Hot on the heels of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, right.
Comes another rock biopic, right. This one of Elton John.
Yeah.
Looks terrible.
Pokemon, Detective Pikachu.
Next.
John Wick 3.
John Wick 3.
Parabellum.
Yes. I want to see that.
Blood all
I
over the
set. I love those movies.
Premier Assassin. He's rubbed somebody wrong, and he's got $14 million on his head.
Yeah. Speaking of sequels.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about Toy Story 4?
How can you go wrong? I think it still has Tom Hanks. No way would you sanction 4 iterations of an animation unless it were Pixar brilliant.
Right. All the Toy Story movies have something to offer, right? My only concern is that they ended Toy Story 3 so beautifully. To even move beyond that is to sully the ending.
Only those people could pull it off. Anytime Christian Bale stars, he is an incredible actor. So
yeah.
He is in Ford versus Ferrari, and that's the competition in 1966 at Le Mans between Ford and Ferrari.
Okay, well, that's the crappiest title I've ever heard. They couldn't come up with something better than that.
I don't know.
Ford versus Ferrari.
I don't know.
It sounds like a Netflix documentary.
But it pretty much says what it is.
Okay.
And
he and
Matt Damon are in. I don't know. I'm talking about iterations. Men in Black.
This time with Chris Hemsworth.
You got it. Liam Neeson. And Tessa Thompson.
You know what? That sounds like such uninspired casting. So the first one, you have to congratulate the screen chemistry.
Great casting.
Yeah, right? Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. That's perfect. These people don't seem to have a dynamic at play. So I don't know. It looks like garbage to me. Also looking like garbage, Godzilla.
Yeah, I know. You don't have just Godzilla. You got everybody in this one. We have Mothra.
Yeah.
Rodan.
Right.
And the three-headed King Ghidorah or something.
Right. So here's my problem with these movies. First of all, these creatures are way too big. They make them way too big. The scale is out of control. And here's the other thing. In being so hyper-realistic in their, reptilian depictions, and they lose the magic. There's no more monster movie magic there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just gets so big, so kind of detailed and textured that you lose that.
You know what? You're reminding me of why I like King Kong. King Kong never seems to be out of size. Seems to be right. He's big. He's monstrous. But he's not too big. He can sit on the top of the Empire State Building and not dwarf the building.
Right.
Yeah. But
one of these creatures has a bowel movement, and that's the end of it.
All right. Here's one that I'm looking forward to, only because the lead man is one of my absolute favorites. And this is called Long Shot, otherwise known as Flarsky, stars Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron.
Okay.
She's playing a potential presidential candidate, hooks up with him again, and has him as her publicist or something.
Okay.
And you know what a goofball Seth Rogen is.
Right.
So he just cracks me up.
Could be fun.
Yeah, could be fun. And another sequel.
How are you feeling about Midsommar? It's the follow-up movie. It's not a sequel, but it's the guy who directed Hereditary. It's his new horror film.
Oh, could be good because I loved Hereditary.
Yeah.
So could be scary. Okay. Maybe that's the way to end it. Bring our families and just, just enjoy our summer.
One movie.
Uh-oh. Okay.
There's one more.
Oh, okay.
Director Quentin Tarantino. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Brad Pitt, Leo,
Wonderful.
DiCaprio.
Yes. Is this in June? May or June?
I don't know.
Well, there you go.
I didn't check the release date. I thought we were talking about summer movies.
This is part one, May and June. See, you do that all the time. Just kind of take off.
I don't know. Whatever.
Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSanto and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.